Hello there, Vornay. So how are you doing?
Good in your Mac.
Oh, good, no complaints. Listen, so I think the big question here that your fans would love to hear is June is around the corner. I mean, how are you feeling emotionally and mentally?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of mixed emotions. It's a good time to finish now, as even if the body is still feeling good, so I feel I can still, everything must come to an end. And yeah, just to have a bit of free time, after the rugby. It's been a busy last couple of years. So yeah, I'm looking forward, but it's going to be a sad moment for me as well, after all these years, leave this wonderful game and this wonderful union.
So you've had so many experiences at Loftus Versfeld. What's your fondest Loftus Versfeld memory?
I think just to play, last weekend again on a full Loftus, this just that. Great feeling when you run onto the field and there's 50,000, Blue Bull supporters going crazy for you, and then just all the trophies we've won, all the games we've played, not just the wins always, but just the friends I've made through the years, not just from the Bulls, but playing against some other great friends as well. So I think that's one thing, rugby friend is always, I always say it's a lifetime friend. So I think that's a good thing of rugby.
Do you think you'll ever be able to hang your boots?
Yeah, luckily I've got the kicking on my side, so I'll definitely go into kicking coaching. I already started this last couple of years, so yeah, I am busy with it, and I'll definitely try and stay as long as I can in the game of rugby. I think otherwise it's gonna get tough sitting at home and not have anything to do with rugby.
Now, the MS10 Foundation, what does it stand for and what is your mission?
Yeah, we actually started a whole MS10 company for myself, doing all my kicking clinics and all the kicking stuff I'm going to do outside, is going to be the part of the MS10 company. And then yeah, with the Blue Bulls doing this wonderful benefit year for me, we call it the MS10 Foundation. And from there we'll definitely get a foundation that we're gonna boost and help them and just give a little bit back to the people out there. So I think my whole mission of the whole thing is just to help the people out there make a difference in the kids' life, especially at school level. I want to help with the kicking, help to develop the kicking game in schools as well, because I don't think there's a lot of people focusing on that. Everyone's targeting the unions and the big unions. So for me, it's just to give a hand to the younger generation and to just to make a better future for South African rugby.
Look, I don't know if I can call you a legend or a hero, but I think you are. I believe that you are a South African hero. So with more than, geez, with more than 267 appearances for the Vodacom Bulls, why shift focus to more work than rather deciding, I don't know, you're going to lay back and go to Hawaii or travel the world?
Yeah, I think I'm just one of those guys, I won't be able to sit still at home. So I will always stay in rugby. If I can help the union, the Blue Bulls, I will definitely get involved here as well, help with the kicking game, help where I can. And then, like I said, just to, help the younger generation and just whatever I've learned through my years, just to give it back to the people out there.
Now, backdating to the beginning of the year, which is 2023, the Vodacom Bulls will be donating 1 rand per ticket, 1 rand per ticket sold at Loftus. How will that make a difference in the foundation's journey ahead?
Yeah, I think it will definitely help. Like I said, we are targeting a foundation out there. So it's gonna be a big help for that. Every 1 rand, the people coming out, it's just a small part of that money coming in. But yeah, I think it's a wonderful, wonderful thing the Bulls are doing, and just for the younger guys playing at the Bulls as well. If you give your loyalty, if you stay loyal to your union, in the end they will look after you as well. So I think that's a great thing from Edgar and Willem and the guys. Thank you to them, and yeah, thanks for everyone that's got a part of it, and for all the companies out there. If there's anyone want to join, want to make a difference in the people's in their lives, more than welcome to contact us or to give a donation to the foundation as well. So we are there to make a difference in the South African rugby and the younger generation. So that's the whole mission.
All right, Morne, thank you so much for making time. You can get back to the training field. I'll see you on Saturday. Have yourself a good one.
Thanks, Max. Mac, it's been a pleasure.